Secondary 1. Reading aloud, text 4. This passage describes how CCTV is used to deter loan shark harassment. In recent years, sales of dummy CCTV cameras have increased at least fivefold. Some residents have resorted to putting up dummy cameras at their doorsteps to scare off loan shark runners. "We had our door splashed with paint 5 to 6 times last year," said housewife Susan Lim, who lives in a rental block in McPherson. The 51-year-old's household installed a fake camera as they were worried about their 10-year-old son. "Now, with the camera, there's no more problem." Ms. Nadira, who lives in the same block, claims, however, that loan sharks may recognize the fake cameras from the real ones. But that has not stopped the 31-year-old, who is unemployed. She installed a dummy camera after her family had to repaint their flat as a result of vandalism last Hari Raya. "Strangers walk around at night quite a few times a week, so this is worth a try," she claimed. The police made 1,903 arrests involving unlicensed money lending and harassment cases last year across the nation, up from 1,508 3 years ago. SG's PiCam store assistant, Edward Kwa, said customers occasionally buy a combination of real and fake cameras due to budget constraint. Even some town councils outfit their blocks with both real and dummy CCTV systems to save costs. There are plans to install as many as 23,600 new surveillance cameras in HDB estates over the next few years by the police. Last year, cameras were fitted in 350 HDB blocks, and their coverage will be extended to another 650 blocks by the end of this year. The cameras have proven to be effective in helping to solve crimes. According to the police, at least 6 cases were cracked based on video footage obtained from their CCTV network since it was piloted last April.